This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This will be one of those peculiar nights that we sometimes see happen in regional tournament play. We are playing this game at Meridian High School Gymnasium. However, the higher seed is the Nokomis Redskins, who come in to this tournament as a number 4 seed in the subsectional. Meridian is the number 5 seed in this sectional, subsectional, I should say. And so the Meridian Hawks, though playing on their own floor, they will be wearing their green uniforms with the black numerals and black and white trim, and they will be the guest team on the scoreboard. The team from Nokomis will be the home team, wearing their white uniforms with the black numerals and red and black trim. With that being said, now let's get on with the starting lineups. First of all, for the Meridian Hawks, coming in at 19-13, they will start a 6-foot senior or 6-foot sophomore, Riley Day. Drew Hurlbrink, a 6'4 sophomore, Jacob Jones, a 6'2 senior, and Grant Meisenhelter, a 6-foot sophomore, and Graham Meisenhelter, a 6-foot sophomore. So it'll be Day, Hurlbrink, Jones, Meisenhelter, and Meisenhelter for Coach Shannon Hauser and the Meridian Hawks. For the Nokomis Redskins, they'll start Evan Herbstreet, a 5'10 junior, Seth Johnson, a 6'1 junior, Alex Tossetti, a 6'1 senior, Carter Sobel, a 6'8 senior, and Jake Johnson, a 6-foot sophomore. So it'll be Herbstreet, Seth Johnson, Tossetti, Sobel, and Jake Johnson starting for the Redskins. They dim the lights on the perimeter. The bright lights are centered on the court where they should be. And the combatants are on the floor ready for the jump ball, which Sobel wins. And so the Redskins will set things up, as it will be Herbstreet sitting at the post. He'll take it over on the wing to Seth Johnson to Sobel for three. Bottom of the net. Good way to start the day as Carter Sobel drains a three deep on the left side. And the Redskins will set that defense up. They'll swing the ball back over to the corner to Day. Three-point shots up, rattles around, won't go down, as that time it was Jacob Jones attempting the shot. So Seti comes back with the ball, takes it over on the wing to Herbstreet. Herbstreet goes to Jake Johnson at the midpost, off to Sobel, who drives the lane, stops and pops from 12, and it's good. Carter Sobel got one from the left side for three, got one for the right side from two. 5-0 is the Nokomis lead. Back the other way, Day with the ball. He'll give it off to Jones. Jones will swing it down in the corner, and they'll bring it back out. They'll swing back to this side and into the near corner and down to the low post. It'll go and try to go in against Sobel. Sobel held his ground, and Graham Meisenhelder throws the ball out of bounds. Turnover number one on Meridian. 6:56 to go, first quarter. Played just a little over a minute. Nokomis with a 5-0 lead. As we said, winner gets Central A&M Friday night in the championship game. Herbstreet over on the wing gives it off to Tossetti. Tossetti thought about a three. Says, why not? Bottom of the net for Alex Tossetti. So a pair of threes and a two make it 8-0 Nokomis. Into the corner, it'll go. As that time, Meisenhelder throws it away. Sobel comes up with steal. Two turnovers on Meridian here in the early going. Let's set the offense up, as now it'll be a man-to-man defense. Sobel off to Johnson. Jake fumbled it just a little bit, then gets it across to Tossetti off the glass, and it's good. Jake Johnson looked like he was going to lose the ball and then says, hey, wait a minute, I got a buddy across here. He taps it over to Tossetti for the easy two. 10-0, timeout on the floor. 6:11 to go, first quarter. Nokomis 10, Meridian nothing. Back after these messages on WSMI. Following the timeout, the Hawks do a good job of coming down, working the ball around the perimeter. Riley Day gets open from the head of the key, drops in a three. Tossetti the other way out the glass, will not go, gets his own rebound, lost it. On the floor it goes, coming up with it at Herbstreet. He gets the ball to Tossetti, and Tossetti puts one over the edge of the rim. from 10 feet out. Good hustle there by Herbstreit as he went down to the ground, got that ball, and got it off to Tassetti. Now it's going to be a steal by Seth Johnson. He'll bring it down, kick it over to Tassetti. He'll spot for a three. Nope, this one comes up a little short. Herbstreit almost had the rebound, but he juggled it just a little and went out of bounds. So the ball will go back over to Meridian as they trail 12-3 here in the early going of the first quarter. Still 5 minutes left on the first quarter clock. Winner gets Central A&M Friday night in the regional championship game. Over on the wing, it'll go to Meisenhelter. Now back up top. Now go over to the left wing. Nope, it's going to go right wing to Jacob Jones. Thought about a three. He's covered up by Seth Johnson. So it'll go back to the other side to Grant Meisenhelter. His shot will not go. Fighting for the rebound. Good job powering up. Shot blocked. Foul called as Jacob Jones took the ball to the basket with authority. He was rejected, but he was hacked in the act. And the foul is going to go against Carter Sobel. Carter will pick up his first to the free throw line. 6'2 senior Jacob Jones to shoot two. He'll eye the first. He'll try the first. He'll buy the first. His first point of the game makes it 12-4 as we're approaching the halfway mark of quarter number one. Jacob Jones will shoot the second of two and make it as well. So he's 2-for-2 from the free throw line is Jacob Jones. Makes a score 12-5. Nokomis with the lead and the ball. Herbstreit will set things up. Over on the wing to Tossetti. It's on the left side. Looking at Sobel posting up low, and still he'll swing it back to Seth Johnson. Back to Herbstreit. Back to Sobel at the free throw line. Extended. Shot rattles around. Won't go down. Jones comes up with the rebound. Jones heading back the other way. Goes right into traffic. Off the glass. Won't go. Sobel comes up with the rebound and gives it off to Tossetti. Alex will slow things down as we hit the 4 minute mark of quarter number one. 12-5. Nokomis with the lead and the ball. Tossetti between the circles. Going to take it over on the wing. Gives it to Herbstreit. Looking for Sobel at the mid post. He'll swing it inside to Seth Johnson, who snuck through the back door. Seth Johnson drains it from right inside the lane over on the right side. Gives Sobel credit for the assist with an outstanding pass. Now to the free throw line it goes to Meisenhelter. His shot will not go. They'll fight for the rebound. Sobel comes away with it. It'll be tipped away, but Tossetti saves it. Alex will take the ball down the floor, but he'll check over with Coach to see what the play is going to be. And Coach says, let Herbstreit go to the point. You head over to the right wing. So Evan Herbstreit is at the point over on the left wing. It goes to Seth Johnson to Sobel in the lane. That one went high up off the board. Did not fall. However, Jake Johnson comes up with the steals. He bats it back to Sobel into the corner to Tossetti for three. Bottom of the net. Outstanding ball handling there on the part of Johnson, Sobel, and Tossetti, who gets the three. Makes it 17-5. Inside they'll go. Whoop, Sobel steals the ball away. Back come the Redskins, leading 17-5. 2:50 on the first quarter clock. Herbstreit says, let's set things up. Jake Johnson at the high post at the free throw line. They'll swing it over to the right side, looking for Sobel in the corner. Now they'll swing it out to Seth Johnson over on the left wing. Johnson's going to give it off to Herbstreit, getting ready to come in. It's Kendall Noble for the Redskins. Seth Johnson back to Herbstreit. Herbstreit at the head of the key between the circles goes to the right side to Tossetti. Tossetti looks for Sobel, cutting down the baseline. Now off to Jake Johnson. Power move to the glass. It's good. Jake Johnson with that little underhand slip as he just simply flipped that up. A little scoop shot good for two. Makes it 19-5. Back the other way, it is Jacob Jones giving the ball off to Riley Day. Day back to Jones, back to Day. Thought about a three. Instead, he'll go back up top. Jones will take that three, and he'll make that three. It went all the way around, kissed the iron, went back off the glass, came back, dropped on the iron again, finally fell through. Jones has five. The Hawks have eight. 19-8 is the Nokomis lead as we hit the 100-second mark of quarter number two. Seth Johnson with the ball over at the left side. Gives it up top to Sobel at the head of the key. He'll swing it back to the far side. And Tossetti was running the back door, was wide open, but couldn't get the reverse layup to fall. Well-executed play, just simply didn't convert the shot at the very end. Back the other way, it's Graham Meisenhelter. He'll give the ball off to Jacob Jones. Jones today, back over in the other corner, it goes to Hurlbrink. Hurlbrink swings back up top to Jones. Jones was going to drive the baseline, But he moved those feet before he got the ball to the ground. And so it'll be a traveling call, turnover number three on Meridian. Seth Johnson's going to get a break, as he'll be replaced in the lineup by Kendall Nodal. Nodal, the 6'1 junior, with his first appearance in the game as we hit the final minute of the first quarter. 19-8 is the Nokomis lead. Over on the wing it goes to Nodal. Nodal back to Sobel. Sobel goes back up top to Herbstreit. They'll reverse it to Tosetti. Cutter coming through. Sobel's the third one coming through. He'll try to cut low. Tosetti says, nope, not open. Swing it back the other side as they'll get it off to Nodal. Nodal takes one power dribble, then picks it up and goes to Herbstreit. Herbstreit between the circles decides, I want to go to the lane. Oh, beautiful hook pass as he found Jake Johnson there, whose shot was blocked, and then Jake, who got it right back, went right back up with it. That's what you call determination. Jake Johnson with 4 points, 21-8 is the Nokomis lead. Day with the ball, swings it over on the wing to Meisenhelter. Meisenhelter comes back up top, Tosetti with the steal. As he tries to save it, he flips it back in, and it goes back into the hands of the Hawks. Lead pass there, and shots up, no good. Rebound is up, and good by Drew Hurlbrink, as Hurlbrink was there for the offensive rebound and the putback, as the big boy, Shane Smith, missed the first shot, but they come up with the offensive rebound, the putback. Now Tosetti with a three, no good. Coming up on the buzzer was Herbstreit. His shot is no good. We have completed one quarter play here at Meridian High School, and after 8 minutes of play, it is Nokomis 21, Meridian 10. Back with second quarter action after these messages on WSMI. Second quarter action begins with Meridian getting the ball. They'll fire a long three. It's no good. Tosetti comes up the rebound. Lead pass to Herbstreit. Herbstreit stops at the free throw line, extended on the right side, gives it off to Tosetti, who goes to the head of the key and says, let's set up a 1-4 offense. They got high post on each elbow. We'll give the ball off to Herbstreit. He'll dribble over from right to left, give it off to Tosetti, who's now going to drive the lane off the glass. It won't go. Tosetti gets his own rebound as he was out of bounds, but he was able to get back in bounds before touching the ball. Now baseline jumper is no good. They'll go back the other way, and on the drive it'll be Meisenhelter. He'll lose control of the ball, but they're going to say it was deflected by the Redskins, and so it'll be Hawks ball. 21-10, Nokomis with the lead, Meridian with the ball. They'll get the ball in to the big guy, Shane Smith. He'll bring it up top to Graham Meisenhelter. Meisenhelter will dish it off to Drew Hurlbrink. Hurlbrink with the ball, looks for a shot, not there. So he'll go down in the corner. Now they'll swing it back up top, too high, as that time Riley Day could not leap and get it. It goes out of bounds at midcourt on the far side. So Nokomis leading 21-10 with 7:04 to go till halftime. They'll get the ball back. Inbounds pass comes in to Tosetti. He'll bring it down on the dribble. They'll set up with three stacked on the side of the lane over on the left side. One guy over here on this side. That one guy is is Herbstreit. Now it's off to Johnson. Jake loses control of the ball. However, Sobel's there to save him. Picks up the loose ball. Goes out to three-point land. Shoots it up a little bit short. Jake can't get the shot to drop, but he gets the ball off to Sobel. His shot won't go. There's Johnson, and Johnson finally gets his shot to drop. There you have a repeated effort as Sobel and Johnson just kept combining to keep that ball alive, and finally it was Jake Johnson who got a shot to drop. Makes it 23-10, back the other way, three-point attempt rolls around the rim, kicks off. Now it's going to be out of bounds. Jake Johnson was struggling to get hold of the ball, and it goes out of bounds. Seth Johnson will come back into the lineup as Kendall Nodal will get a well-deserved rest. Meridian will inbound. They'll get the ball into Smith. Smith will bring the ball back up top to Meisenhelter. Into the corner for Day for three. Bottom of the net. Second time tonight that Riley Day has dialed it in from three-point land. And at the six-minute mark of quarter number two, it is 23-13. Nokomis with a 10-point lead and the ball. Herbstreit down the lane. Stops and pop off the glass from 10. Won't go. Big rebound come up there by Hurlbrink, and then he loses control of it. Loose ball, fought far. Tosetti comes up with it. Nokomis with the ball. Tosetti in the corner. Thought about a three. Then he wanted to drive baseline. It's shut off, so he'll swing it back up top to Seth Johnson. Johnson to Johnson. Seth to Jake. Now over to Herbstreit on the right wing. Herbstreit wants to drive in there against Day. He'll swing the long pass over to Tosetti for three. Rolls around. Finally goes down. Alex Tosetti with his third tray of the day give him 13 points on the game, make it 26-13. Nokomis has Meridian doubled up. Now pass inside to the big guy, and if he got there before the defender did, and don't look now, but Shane Smith made a nice play, and he'll have a chance to go to the free throw line to attempt to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. This foul will go against Jake Johnson. It'll be his first. Gives Shane Smith, the 6'2 senior, one shot at the free throw, and that won't go. Stand about 6'3 there, big guy. Made the bucket, couldn't make the free throw. He has 2 points, makes it 26-15. Nokomis by 11. Looking for a win that will put them in a championship game Friday night against Central A&M. To Sobble, to Johnson. Johnson to the glass. It won't go, but there's going to be a foul as he was hacked in the act. And the foul is going to go against Jacob Jones. And that will be Jones' first foul. It's the first foul called on Meridian here tonight. It'll send Jake Johnson to the free throw line to shoot a pair. The 6 foot sophomore will lie the first. He'll try the first. He'll buy the first. 7 points on the night for Johnson. He's looking for number 8. Shakes those wrists a little bit. Gets that ball. Spins it in his hands. 1, 2, 3 dribble. Spins it again. Eyes the second. Tries the second. Can't buy the second. That one came off too long, too strong. Graham Eisenhelter comes up with a rebound. And we'll go back the other way. He'll give it off to Jacob Jones. Jones over on the wing today. He'll try another three. He'll make another three. Riley Day has made 3 threes, and his 9 points are leading the way for the Hawks, who've drawn to within 9, 27-18. Nokomis with the lead and the ball with 4:44 shown on the second quarter clock. Seth Johnson has the ball over on the free throw line extended left side to Sobble for a long three. Bottom of the net. Carter Sobble was about 3 or 4 feet behind the three-point line. Made no difference to him. The big 6'8 senior drains his second tray of the day. Day with the ball, swings it over on the other side to Jones. Jones goes inside, trying to get the ball into Meisenhelter. As Meisenhelter shoots, there's going to be a foul called on the Redskins, as this one will go against Jake Johnson. And Jake will pick up his second. To the free throw line will go Graham Meisenhelter to shoot 2. Meisenhelter going to eye the first. He's going to try the first. He can't buy the first. That one rolled around and kicked back out. He'll get another, the 6 foot sophomore. Before he shoots, however, we'll have Kendall Nodal replacing Jake Johnson in the Redskin lineup. So Jake will have a seat with those two fouls here in the second quarter. We're almost halfway through quarter number 2. Second free throw from Eisenhelter. It's good. So he gets 1 for 2. That's his first point of the game. Makes it 30-19. Nokomis up by 11. He'll walk the ball down the floor and set up, as this time it'll be Nodal setting at the high post. Nodal at the high post, cutting low. Tosetti with a baseline jumper is no good. The Hawks come away with a rebound. They'll go back quickly. It's Graham Meisenhelter. He has the ball picked. It's on the floor. Loose ball everywhere. Body's flying. Finally, Tosetti comes up with it. He has 3 Hawks on him. Now they'll drop off and set up the defense as he'll give the ball off to Herbstreet. Evan will take the ball down on the dribble, and a foul going to be called against Jacob Jones. Got caught with his hand in the cookie jar on Jones. That'll be personal foul number 2. 3:31 to go here in the second quarter. Nokomis 30, Meridian 19. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a timeout too. You're listening to WSMI. Inbounds pass comes directly to Carter Sobble. He misses a shot on one side, fighting for the rebound. Foul going to be called against. I believe this is going to go against Hurlbrink, as he'll pick up his first, and the Redskins will maintain possession of the ball. That was Drew Hurlbrink, easy for you to say, coming up with a foul. Pass comes in to Seth Johnson. Seth will kick it out top to Tosetti. Alex will set the offense, as he has Kendall Nodal on the high post. Swings it over to Herbstreet on the right wing. Up top to Sobble. Outside the three-point line on the right side. He holds the ball up. Gets over to Tosetti. Tosetti will back things up and set up the offense. As Tosetti goes driving into the lane, it gets clogged up, so he'll kick it out to Herbstreet. To Sobble from the elbow. No. Fighting on the rebound. No, they're going to say on the shot. Sobble was fouled. Green 45. That's Shane Smith picking up the foul. On him, that'll be personal foul number one. Carter Sauble will make his first trip to the free throw line to shoot two. He'll eye the first and try the first, but can't buy the first as it kicks off back iron and heads over to the left. He'll get another one. Coach Shannon Hauser, arms folded, pacing the sideline over here to our right. Second free throw's up, and it's good by Sauble. So Carter has four in the quarter. He has nine in the game. It's 31-19. The Redskins have a 12-point lead. They led by 11 after one, 21-10. It's now 31-19. Jacob Jones with the ball gives it up top to Riley Day. Day goes back to Jones. Now back to Day for three. Bottom of the net. Riley Day is keeping the Hawks in the game as he's now hit not one, not two, not three, but four three-pointers here in the first half. Makes it 31-22. Nokomis by nine. Herbstreit off to Seth Johnson. Seth Johnson drives into the lane, steps through, shots up, no good. Fighting for the rebound, it's Herbstreit who comes up with it. Off the glass, it falls through. Evan Herbstreit with his first bucket of the night. Good power move to the basket. Yes, I said power move by the 5'10 junior as he took up strong, got the shot to drop. His first two makes it 33-22. Inside 2 minutes we go. There's Day, can't leave him uncovered. He did it again. Bottom of the net, Riley Day shooting the lights out, the daylights out of this one as he has come up with five threes, makes it 33-25, and now the Redskins throw the ball away. Back come the Hawks. Wherever Day is, make sure there's a body on him as he's had the hot hand. Sauble trying to steal it in the corner. They've got a double team, although they've got Day. He's got some daylight, but he comes up top between the circles to set the offense up. Now he'll leave it for Jacob Jones. To set, he's going to stay a little bit closer over on that wing and find Day. Day's going to swing around to the other side. He'll try to get a screen and be open for the other side for a three. Instead, Seth Johnson gets out there on him quickly. They'll reverse, give it back to him. This time the shot goes off a little, and as Nodal comes up with a rebound, he is floored. Going to be a foul called against the Hawks. It will go against Green 12. That's Drew Hurlbrink. And Hurlbrink picks up his second, along with Jones, who has two. For the Redskins, Johnson has two. And so the Redskins with inbound, that was the fifth team foul against Meridian in the first half. In comes Tassetti to try to get the ball, and Sauble's going to have to come up from midcourt. He'll give the ball back to Herbstreit, who streaks down the left sideline. Herbstreit now comes back up top, being guarded by Day. Day is really a harassing defender, does an excellent job staying in your face. Sauble turns to the basket, rolls around, won't go down, gets his own rebound, and puts it back in. Carter Sauble with his sixth point of the quarter, his 11th point of the game, makes it 35-25, down to the final 40 seconds of the first half. With the ball is Jacob Jones. Jones going to give it off to Riley Day. Day gives it off to Hurlbrink over on the left side. They'll go back up top. We go inside 30 seconds. Day with the ball. He's always dangerous when he has the ball. Three-point attempt up. No good. This one by Jacob Jones. Fighting for the rebound, it is Jake Johnson, who comes away with the rebound. He'll give it off to Herbstreit with 15 seconds to go. Nokomis will set things up, looking for the final shot of the first half. Over it goes to Nodal. Nodal will swing it back up top to Herbstreit. Down to 5 seconds as Herbstreit goes into the lane. Kicks it out to Nodal. Fires the baseline. It's up, and it's good. Kendall Nodal with his first basket of the game comes right on the buzzer and gives the Nokomis Redskins a 37-25 lead here at halftime. We'll take a break. Be back with more after these messages on WSMI. Third quarter action about to get underway in our first game tonight from the Gillespie Regional. Modern Day defeated Hillsboro 80-48 here at halftime. Nokomis with a 37-25 lead in our second game. Carlinville and Breeze Central will be game three coming your way at about 9 o'clock. And we'll finish it up at the Lincolnwood Regional, where Lincolnwood is taking on Bunker Hill tonight. In third quarter action, we're underway, and the Redskins get the ball first. They'll go inside to Sauble, off the glass, and it's good. Cassetti led Sauble to the basket. Carter comes up with his 13th point. Back the other way, shots up, and going to be an undercut on Jake Johnson. And two free throws coming up for the Hawks, and that will be Grant Meisenhelter to the free throw line. Meisenhelter. Undercut by Johnson. Will shoot two for Jake. That will be his third foul. Free throws up and no good. And quickly, Kendall Noble comes in to replace Jake Johnson in the lineup. Jake, a hard worker. A little bit too hard working there as he picked up that third foul very quickly. Second free throw by Meisenhelter is good. That for Grant, the 6 foot sophomore, is his first points of the ball game. Makes it 39-26, a 13 point lead for NHS. Sobel swings into the lane, down low, back up top to Tassetti for a three. Comes up short. Herbstreet comes away with a rebound. Good hustle there as Herbstreet anticipated where that shot was going to come off to, and he got there first. Sobel posted up, gets a forearm in the back as he gets the ball. Kicks it up top to Nodal. Nodal fumbles it, but Tassetti's there to pick it up. Alex will set things up out near midcourt. They're going to open up the lane, let him drive. Finger rolls up, off the iron, no good. Coming away with a rebound is Grant Meisenhelter. Meisenhelter to Jones. Jones off the glass, and it's good. And he's hacked in the act. He'll go to the free throw line to attempt to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. That foul will go against Sobel on Carter. That'll be his first to the free throw line. Jacob Jones, he's got two. Looking for a third one. Gives him seven on the night. Make it eight. He completes the three-point play, and that makes it a 10-point game. 39-29, Nokomis with the lead and the ball as we hit the 6:45 mark of quarter number three. Herbstreet gives the ball off on the wing to Tassetti. Tassetti up top to Sobel. 4-3, turns, shoots, can't score. Reaching over the back was Herbstreet. He didn't get position, but he tried to reach over the top of Day, who blocked him out. Evan picks up his first foul. That is the third team foul against Nokomis here in the third quarter, and we've only played about a minute and a half. Day will swing the ball over to Jones. Jones will get the ball in to Meisenhelter for Day for three. Finally missed one. Maybe this rim he's not as hot at. However, coming up with the rebound is the Hawks. The blocking foul going to be called against Herbstreet. Redskins not moving their feet quite as well as they should defensively, and as a result, they haven't gotten position. And that on Evan Herbstreet will be his second. So Herbstreet has two. Sobel has two. Johnson has three. Hawks will inbound as it'll come in to Meisenhelter. He'll give it back up top in the corner. Double team set there. One dribble, and now Coach Hauser, sensing a turnover, says, I'll take a timeout. As he takes a timeout on the floor, we'll remind you that we have four games on the agenda tonight. You've already heard one as Modern Day defeated Hillsboro 80-48. That game from the 2A Gillespie Regional semifinal, which means that Breeze Modern Day is in the championship game there, where they will take on the winner of Breeze Central and Carlinville. That game is taking place right now, and that will be our next broadcast. As soon as we're finished here, we'll send you back to Gillespie, and you'll hear the call of the Carlinville-Breeze Central game. Tim Mize has that call for you coming your way at about 9 o'clock. We'll finish up our Wednesday night quadruple header by going to the Lincolnwood Regional for our semifinal game between Lincolnwood and Bunker Hill, and that will conclude our four-game night. 6:15 to go, third quarter, 39-29. Nokomis with the lead, Meridian with the ball. They throw the ball in, and Herbstreet steals it. Redskins come back the other way, and they like to slow it down and set it up. They'll go with four low. That gives Herbstreet room to work to the lane. He'll go off to the wing, now down to Sobel. He'll spin into the lane, finger rolls up, no good. One and done as the Hawks come away with the rebound. Herbstreet with a poke check as it goes out of bounds. I don't know why, but Graham Meisenhelter was trying to save the ball. And as he did, he stepped out of bounds, and so the ball will go back over to the Redskins. 39-29, it's a 10-point lead for NHS. Tossetti, being guarded there by Graham Meisenhelter, brings the ball across the midcourt line, now sets up the 1-4 offense low. They'll stack three on the side, get it off to Herbstreet over on the right wing. He'll bring it back up top to Tassetti. They'll reverse it over to Johnson. Johnson goes to Nodal. Nodal trying to get the ball into Sobel. It's deflected. However, Herbstreet comes up with the ball. He'll get the shot to drop, and he'll go to the free throw line as he was hacked in the act. The foul's going to be called on Jacob Jones. That will be his third, and what determination there by Evan Herbstreet. He got that shot to drop, and he'll get and one as Jones comes out of the lineup, and Shane Smith enters the lineup. for the Redskins. Herbstreit eyes it, tries it, can't buy it. That one rattled around and kicked out. So the Redskins are but 2 for 5 from the charity stripe tonight. Day has the ball over on the left wing. He'll dribble down in the corner, then come back out. He'll leave it there for Graham Meisenhelter. Meisenhelter kicks it over on the wing. Back into the corner, it goes to Smith. Back up top to Day. Thought about a three, but Herbstreit was in his face. They'll swing the ball around. Good ball movement there. Three-point attempt that comes up short. Sobel comes up with a rebound. We hit the five-minute mark of the third quarter. 41-29, Nokomis with a 12-point lead. And the ball to Sobel at the high post. Gives it off to Tassetti. He's a little bit too far under the basket, so he maintains his dribble and goes out in the corner. He'll dump it off to Herbstreit. Had a jumper there, but passed it up. Instead, he'll go back up top to Tassetti. Now over on the left wing, it'll go to Herbstreit. Herbstreit looking at Sobel going inside. Instead, he'll go to Johnson. He's got the angle on Sobel, who has the angle on Nodal. Nodal gets a shot to drop, and he'll go to the free throw line. Tassetti very unselfish there as he passed up the shot, took the pass into Nodal. Nodal gets a shot to drop, his second field goal of the game. He'll have a chance to go to the free throw line to complete the old-fashioned three-point play. That foul is going to go against Hurlbrink. So Hurlbrink and Jones both have 3 for the Hawks. Free throw's up, and the free throw's good. Kendall Nodal with a 3-point play. Gives him 5 points on the night. Makes it 44-29. 15-point lead for the Redskins. Shane Smith, the biggest guy on the floor, has to inbound the ball and then run the whole length of the floor while they bring it down against the three-quarter court 1-2-2 press of the Redskins. Off on the wing it goes to Jones. Jones to Day. Day back over to Meisenhelter. Pass is deflected, but coming up with it is Jones. He'll give it to Day. Thought about a three at the head of the key. Herbstreit gets out there, denying that shot. Now he thinks about another one. Herbstreit says, go ahead, I'm in your face. Into the corner it goes to Meisenhelter. They'll swing it around, give it off to Graham Meisenhelter. He kicks it back out top to Jones. Jacob Jones can't find any way to penetrate the defense, so he'll give it off to Day. Into the corner, shot is blocked by Sobel. Herbstreit comes away with it, lead pass to Tossetti. He's too far ahead, so he tries a reverse pass. He tried to go behind his back. That's the only way he could get it back in play. It was deflected by the Hawks, but the referee says it's going to be green ball. Coach Steve Kimbrough, a mild protest, as he's probably seen many of those 50-50 calls. Some you get, some you don't get, but one thing you don't do is get too upset with it. Smith on a baseline pass, shots up, no good by Meisenhelter. Sobel comes away with the rebound. Nokomis comes back with the ball. 3-3-3 on the third quarter clock. 44-29, Day harassing Herbstreit. Herbstreit loses control of the dribble, picks it up, gives it off inside to Tossetti. Tossetti's shot is blocked from behind by Graham Meisenhelter. Meisenhelter will pick up the foul. That'll be his first to the free throw line. Will go Alex Tossetti to shoot a pair. Alex setting on 13 points tonight. Had 30 last night. So he'll take that ball, toe that line. Take 1, 2, 3 dribbles. Spins the ball in his hands. Eyes it. Tries it. And buys it. Alex setting now with 14. Looking for 15. Tyler Ward makes his first appearance in the Hawks lineup tonight, as Tassetti gets ready to shoot his second. The 6'1 senior. Going to eye it again. He's going to try it again. He's going to buy it again. We'll have a timeout on the floor with 3:19 to go here in the third quarter. We'll keep it right here as it'll be a timeout with the Redskins leading 46-29. I want to remind you, this is only the second of 4 games coming your way on WSMI FM 106. You can also go to WSMIRadio.com if you want to listen to these games. Of course, game 1 tonight saw Modern Day defeat Hillsboro 80-48. In our game right now from the Macon Regional, semifinal action has Nokomis leading Macon Meridian 46-29, the winner to get Central A&M Friday night in the championship game. As soon as we're finished here, we'll go back to the Gillespie Regional where semifinal action will have Carlinville taking on Breeze Central. We're expecting that ball game to come your way at about 9 o'clock, perhaps a little earlier. And then we'll finish things up tonight going to the Lincolnwood Regional for semifinal action, which shows Lincolnwood taking on Bunker Hill. So 4 games last night, 4 games tonight. What a week to be listening to WSMI if you like high school basketball. Following the timeout, Meridian will inbound. 3:15 and counting. Day with the ball gets it across midcourt to Jones. Back to Day it goes. McComas setting up in that zone defense. Day at the head of the key for three. Rattles around, won't go down. Rebound. Oh, what a putback effort. Second putback effort. And his determination pays off for Graham Meisenhelder as he comes striking in there from the 6-foot sophomore from the right side. First putback would not go, but he got his own rebound. Second one goes for Meisenhelder. That's his third point of the night. Makes it 46-31. Pacetti with a three-point shot. It won't go. He comes firing in there and gets his own rebound. Off to Seth Johnson. Seth Johnson back to the other side to Herbstreit. Herbstreit had the layup there, and he makes it go. Powered it up from the right side. Could have got an easier shot if he reversed to the left, but who cares? He got it to go anyway. 2-2-2 showing on the third quarter clock, 48-31. McComas with a 17-point lead. Over on the wing, it goes to Meisenhelder. That's Graham. He'll give it off to Tyler Ward just in the game. Off to Shane Smith. He has his shot rejected. Oh, Jake Johnson's in there. He's tied up with Jacob Jones. And tell you what, Jake Johnson was in a precarious position there as his arm was being bent back. He comes out of it. Seems like he's okay. He's helping the referee get some sweat off the floor. Now he'll come out and take a break as Kendall Nodal will replace him in the lineup. That's what you call a well-deserved rest, as he was putting it all on the line, putting it all on the floor. Inbounds pass comes into Meisenhelder. His shot will not go, but the rebound is up and good. And that one goes to Tyler Ward, picking up his first basket of the game. Makes it 48-33. Herbstreit bringing it down on the dribble. On the left wing to Sobel. He wants to drive, stop, pop. Oh, it's good. Carter Sobel with a nice, smooth J from the left side about 14 feet away. Gives him 4 1/4, 15 in the game. Now Nodal with a push is going to get called on the foul. Got caught with his hand in the cookie jar. That'll be his first on the Redskins. That'll be team foul number 5. Still 102 seconds to go in a third quarter. Coach Kimbrough is saying, hey, over on the other end here, we had a similar play and there was no foul call. He's kind of, methinks he protests a little too much, but he's having a little fun with the officials tonight. Now he walks back. As he turns his back, we can tell he had a smile on his face. Going to be a foul called, and I think it's going to be before the shot. They're going to call the foul on the floor. Coach Hauser is trying to negotiate and says, I want the play, not the basket. They're going to call the foul on Sobel, and that will be his third. The foul was before the shot, so the basket does not count. Coach Hauser was wanting the basket to count, but he's not going to get it. Instead, the foul will go against, I think they called it on 35. They're showing the previous sound. Now the referee is trying to say, I'm sure what I had. Coach Hauser's not happy, not satisfied, shaking his head no, but he'll accept it. Sobel picks up his third foul with 1:31 to go here in the third quarter. That could be important in this game. We shall see. Day had a three, passed it up. Riley Day, who had 5 threes in the first quarter, is going to try one up here from the right side. Nope, he's having trouble on this basket down at this end. He has been over in the third quarter after having 5 threes drop for him in the first half. 1:10 to go, third quarter, 51-33. Nokomis with an 18-point lead and the ball inside. Whoa! Johnson tries to get the shot off as the man came down on his back. I don't know how he did that, falling to the floor. He was able to get a shot up close to the rim. Foul's going to go on Tyler Ward. That'll be his first third team foul against the Hawks. Into Sobel, off the glass, and good. Carter Sobel with some sweet music there as he simply spun around the screen, went to the basket, got the shot to drop, give him 6 1/4, 17 in the game. It's a 20-point lead now for the Redskins as we enter the final minute of the third quarter. Day with the ball out between the circles, swings it over on the wing to Graham Meisenhelder. Meisenhelder to three, to Day, thought about a three. Instead, he'll swing it back to Graham Meisenhelder, who gets bottom of the net as he drains the three over on the right side. Herbstreit brings the ball down with 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Gets it off to Tassetti. Tassetti thought about a three. Instead, he'll bring it back out on the dribble, being guarded by Day. He'll bring it over and then leave it there for Herbstreit. Evans going to give to Sobel. Sobel's going to hold the ball with 15 seconds. Now he'll dish it off to Tassetti. Back to Sobel with 10 seconds to go. Ball is tipped. Day comes up with it, and Sobel is going to come up with his fourth foul, trying to get the ball back from Riley Day. A very unwise play for Carter Sobel as he'll pick up his fourth, and he will immediately go to the sideline with four fouls as Jake Johnson will replace him in the Redskin lineup. Day will shoot the one and one as that was the seventh team foul on the Redskins. Christian Scott comes in for the Hawks with 10 seconds to go, and Day shooting a one and. 10 seconds to go, third quarter. First free throw's up, and it's good. 16 points for Riley Day, and that's the first time he's put the ball in the basket from anywhere other than three-point land. He has 16, looking for 17. As he'll take a couple of dribbles. Now he'll eye it. Now he'll try it. Oh, can't buy it. Jake Johnson comes up with the rebound. Herbstreit will take it down quickly. He'll give it off to Tassetti with four, with three. Tassetti looking to Herbstreit for a long three. Off the iron, no good. Three quarters are in the book. Nokomis with a 53-37 lead over Meridian. After three quarters, Nokomis 53, Meridian 37. Back with the fourth quarter after these messages on WSMI. Welcome back to Meridian High School. We're ready to start fourth quarter action. Three-point attempt up and bottom of the net for Alex Tossetti, giving him 18 points on the night. Makes our lead 56-37, back to a 19-point Bulls. The Hawks being patient with the ball, working it over from one wing to the other. Today at the head of the key for three. Nope, he passes it up. Takes it over in a corner. Baseline drives up, and it's good. The new kid in block there, as that was Tyler Ward who comes up with a bucket. Makes it 56-39. 56-39. And shots up and no good by the Redskins. And back come the Hawks again as they're trying to get up and down the floor a little more quickly to see if they can erase this 17-point deficit. Pass is deflected by Tassetti, but Ward is able to come up with it. Over on the wing, it'll go to Graham Meisenhelter. Now back to Day. Thought about that three and then decided he wanted to go inside. That's closed off, so he'll reverse pass to Ward. Ward goes inside, spin up, rolls off the rim. Tough luck there for Jacob Jones. Made a nice spinning move to the basket, but had that one just barely roll off of the rim. Back the other way go the Redskins, as it is Herbstreit. And we're going to have a 30-second timeout called by the Redskins. 6:24 to go, fourth quarter, 56-39. Nokomis with the lead. They'll have the ball when we come back on WSMI. As we come back to live action, the Nokomis Redskins pass the ball about three times, lose a handle, it goes out of bounds, turnover, takes the ball back to Meridian. They trail 56-39. Jones with a reverse down the lane is up, and it's good. Jacob Jones, give him 10 points on the game, make it 56-41 as we go inside the six-minute mark. Tassetti with the ball at the free throw line extended over on the right side. He'll give the ball off to Nodal. Now back to Tassetti, who tips it to Herbstreit. Herbstreit looking at a double team, gets the ball off to Tassetti. Hawks trying to get double team whenever they can. Herbstreit had a three, passed it up, and he'll dribble the ball back out. To a double team, he'll give the ball off to Nodal. Nodal back to Herbstreit. Pushing foul going to be called against Christian Scott. Scott will pick up his first. That's only the fifth team foul against the Hawks here in the second half. So the Redskins will inbound in front of the scorers table right down here in front of us. Herbstreit will be the trigger person. He will toss it in to Tassetti in the corner. Tassetti's going to drive baseline, reverse layup off the glass, will not go. Fighting for the rebound, the Hawks come away with it. It's Jones who has it. Jones on the dribble, gives it off to Ward. Ward with the ball up top, goes over to Jones. They'll swing it back to the other side to Meisenhelter, who goes off the glass and good. Graham Meisenhelter with his eighth point of the game, his first bucket here in the fourth quarter, makes it 56-43. It's a 13-point lead for the Redskins. looking for a victory, which would send them into the championship game Friday night against Mahwikwa Central A&M. Now as Sobel gets the ball on the elbow, he's going to be fouled, and that will go against the big guy, Shane Smith. Shane will pick up his second. And at the five-minute mark, the Redskins will inbound under their own basket. They'll get it into Tosetti in the corner. He'll dribble out to the right wing and lob it in to Sobel. Sobel at the elbow extended gives the ball off to Herbstreit. Herbstreit around to the left side to Seth Johnson. Johnson back up top to Sobel. Sobel being guarded by Smith. He'll drive from right to left and swing back out, set things back up. He'll dish it off to Herbstreit out near midcourt. Herbstreit gives it off to Tosetti. Tosetti at the free throw line extended to Seth Johnson. Turnaround jumper is up and no good. Herbstreit with the rebound off the glass and good. Evan Herbstreit proving that it doesn't matter how tall you are or are not. If you get in and hustle on the boards, good things will happen. He has eight. The Redskins have a 58-43 lead with 4:25 to go. Timeout on the floor. We'll take a timeout as well. You're listening to WSMI. Back to Meridian High School, where the Hawks, the home team, are trailing the Nokomis Redskins by 15 points as we hit the halfway mark of quarter number four. Herbstreit comes up with a quick steal, tried to drive the lane on him, and he just flicked that hand in there and popped that ball out, come away with it. Off to Tosetti, to Jake Johnson, to 2 points. Jake Johnson going down the lane. Tosetti did a good job of leading him right to the basket. For Jake, that's his ninth point of the game. Makes it 60-43. Hawks back the other way. It's Jones on the drive. He's shut off, so he'll bring it back up top today. Thought about a three. Hasn't made any in the second half after making five of them in the first half. They'll go inside to Smith. Now back out today. He's open for the three. Bottom of the net. Right on cue, he comes up with his sixth tray of the day. Gives him 19 points as he has one free throw to go with that. Now back the other way. It's Tosetti bringing the ball back out top to Sobel. Sobel gives it off to Herbstreit, who gives it back to Tosetti, who gives it back to Sobel. They're simply taking their time playing three-man basketball out here near the midcourt line. Back to Tosetti it goes, back to Sobel it goes. I'll screen for you, you'll get open, you'll get the pass, then you screen for me, I'll get open, I'll get the pass. That's basically what's been going on for the last 15 seconds. Now they decide they're going to give the ball to Herbstreit. Now back to Tosetti. Tosetti to Sobel, they're setting the screens. Now the ball is poked away. Tosetti goes into the backcourt to get it. He's allowed to do that because the defense put it back there. Tosetti off to Johnson. Johnson to Johnson as Alex takes the ball baseline. His scoop shot will not go. Back the other way. Coming up with it is Graham Meisenhelder. He wants to spin. He's in trouble, so he'll kick it out to Day. Day swings it around to Jones. Jones back over to the other side. They'll go into Smith. Smith trying to go pass across the baseline. Jake Johnson comes up with a steal. He'll pass it off to Herbstreit. Lead pass to Tosetti. He'll take it in. He'll take it up. He'll get the shot to drop. Alex Tosetti with 5 and a quarter, 20 in the game, 30 points last night, 50 points in two nights. Pretty good two nights of work for Tosetti. Redskins with a 62-46 lead as we go into the final 2 minutes. Long three-pointer comes up short. Sobel comes up the rebound. He gives it off to Seth Johnson, who gives it back to Tosetti, and they'll slow down as we go inside 2 minutes. To Sobel it goes over on the right wing. Ooh, almost put his foot out of bounds as he pivoted back. Now foul going to be called on Graham Meisenhelter as he reached in and did so rather aggressively. Let's put it this way. There was no doubt that a foul had been committed. That's the 17th foul against Meridian. So Carter Sobel will go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. He's setting on 17 points. 1 for 2 from the free throw line tonight. Make it 2 for 3. 18 points for the 6'8 senior. Believe he had 19 points last night. Let's see if he can match that with this free throw. As he eyes the second, tries the second, and buys the second. 19 points for Sobel. Timeout on the floor. 1:51 showing on the fourth quarter clock. 64-46, digits reversed. Nokomis ahead by 18. Back after these messages on WSMI. Jen Graham, our producer tonight for all four games. Stay strong there, Jennifer. Stay strong. We get this one done, you'll be halfway through your night. We have 1:48 showing on the clock as it runs after Meridian brings the ball inbounds. 64-46, an 18-point lead. A three-point attempt is up, and it's good by Tyler Ward as Ward picks up his first three to go along with a couple of twos. He has 7 points, and the foul is going to be called on Ward, who will pick up his second. To the free throw line will go Nokomis with 91 seconds to go in this one, and it'll be Alex Tossetti to the free throw line. Alex with 20 points. We'll shoot the one and one, as that was the eighth team foul. He'll take a couple of dribbles. Now he'll eye the first, try the first, can't buy the first. However, Sobel comes up with the rebound, and the putback is good. Carter Sobel says, thank you very much, gives him 21 points on the night, makes it 66-49. Sobel now comes up with an interception. He'll go lead pass to Tossetti, who goes right by. I mean, you talk about a blow-by move. That's what Tossetti did there. He'll pick up the bucket, giving him 7 in the quarter. Shot inside is up, and it's good by Graham Meisenhelter, who picks up his 10th point of the night. He was in there against the tall timber, 6 foot. He didn't back off. It's going to be a full timeout with 1:04 to go here in the fourth quarter. We'll keep it right here and let you know that Nokomis is enjoying a 68-51 lead. With a win tonight, that'll move them on to the championship game of Friday night, where they'll take the top seed in this subsectional, Central A&M, as they will come in with a 27-3 record. The Redskins, should they get this victory tonight, which it looks like they will have a 22-10 record coming in to the championship game on Friday night. We know that at Lincolnwood, we are going to have a participant there from the area. Lincolnwood is going to be taking on Bunker Hill. That will be our fourth game of the night, because our next game will take you back to the Gillespie Regional. Carlinville versus Breeze Central coming your way. As soon as we're finished here, we'll finish up the night with Lincolnwood and Bunker Hill, and that will conclude our quadruple header here this evening. Now Shane Smith is going to quickly foul Carter Sobel. Shane will pick up his third. That'll be the 19th foul, so Sobel will walk to the other end to shoot a 1-1. This will be the last of the 1-1s for Nokomis. As Carter will take a couple of dribbles. Eye it, try it. Oh, rolls off the iron. Jones comes up with a rebound as we head to the final minute. Jones goes quickly down the line, and then he'll give the ball off to Tyler Shills. Shills loses the ball. Off it goes to Setti down the floor to Sobel. Off the glass, rolled around, went out. That was a gimme that Carter says, my fault, I should have had that one. But in any event, the Redskins going to get the ball back as it went out of bounds off of the Hawks. It'll come in to Tossetti. Tossetti going to drive the baseline, gives it off to Seth Johnson. Back to Tossetti in the corner. He's being harassed there by Tyler Ward, who picks up the foul. Ward will pick up his third. That'll send Tossetti to the free throw line to shoot two. Missed one there earlier. We're going to have substitutes coming in, but not until Tossetti shoots his first of two free throws. He'll take a couple of dribbles. He'll eye it. He'll try it. He'll buy it. He'll get another. Let's see. We have Landon Engelman into the ball game. We have Ty Nodal in the ball game. Cooper Bertolino is in the ball game. And Tossetti will get ready to shoot his second with 41 seconds to go. Shots up, and it's good. Tossetti makes 2 out of 2 there. That gives him 2, 4, 6, 9 points in the quarter, 24 points on the game. Ward back the other way on the dribble as we get down to 40 seconds. He'll swing the ball across to the other side. Running one-handers up, no good. Coming up with a rebound is Landon Engelman. And Engelman is going to be immediately fouled. 70-51, it's a 19-point lead. The foul is going to go on Tyler Shills. That'll be his first. And if they make these free throws, for the final 24 seconds, we could have a running clock. To the free throw line, Landon Engelman. July the first, try the first. Nope, can't buy the first. He'll get another one. 70-51 is our score. He'll eye the second. He'll try the second. He'll buy the second. So that will make it a 71-51 game. 20-point lead, not 30-point lead. I'm sorry. And so we'll finish out the final 15 seconds in normal fashion here. Ward with a dribble. Gives the ball off on the wing to Shills. Shills back up top. Gives the ball off to Ward. Ward wants to get a three-point attempt off. It's a little long, a little strong. Tocetti comes up with a rebound with 3 seconds to go. He's going to dribble it out. And our final score is going to be Nokomis 71, Meridian 51. A 20-point win for the Redskins. And a date in the championship game on Friday night against Central A&M. So the Redskins are victorious. We'll take a quick break and come back and recap this exciting action that you've been listening to on WSMI. Welcome back to Meridian High School in Macon, Illinois. It was a very entertaining night of basketball. If you're a Nokomis Redskin fan, it went the way you wanted it to go as the Redskins come away with a 20-point victory for the Meridian Hawks. They had one guy who pretty much kept them in the ball game in the first half. That was Riley Day, who canned 5 threes in the first half. His 15 points kept them within the shouting distance as Nokomis took a 21-10 lead after one quarter. They were up 37-25 at halftime. In quarter number three, Nokomis outscored Meridian 16-12 to take a 16-point lead into the final quarter. In quarter number four, it saw Nokomis outscore Meridian 18-14. So they'll take home a 71-51 victory. And with the victory, that will move them into Friday night's championship game of the Meridian Regional, where they will be taking on Central A&M. And Central A&M came up with a very convincing win tonight, defeating Stu Strauss by the score of 61-33. And so it will be the Central A&M Raiders and 27-3 against the Nokomis Redskins at 22-10 in the regional championship. And I would like to know, and I have no way of figuring it out because I don't have that much intelligence, but how many times during the postseason play over the last 29 years have Nokomis and Central A&M done battle, whether it's in regional, whether it's in sectional, but somewhere along the way, these two outstanding programs, it seems like they have found a way to gravitate to each other. And so it will be the Central A&M Raiders with a 27-3 record taking on the Nokomis Redskins with a 22-10 record. Those two teams will be meeting here Friday night for the championship of the Meridian Regional and the opportunity to move on to the Casey Sectional. Now, at the Casey Sectional, the winner of this regional will take on the winner of the Altamont Regional. We do know that the four teams still involved in Altamont going into tonight's play were the number two-seeded Altamont team, the number seven St. Elmo. They were playing each other at 6 o'clock tonight. And then Dietrich was playing South Central at 7:30 tonight. Those two winners will take part in the Altamont Regional Championship game Friday night at 7. The winner of that game will take on the winner of our championship game between Central A&M and Nokomis. Looking at the individual scoring, first of all, for the Meridian Hawks, who end their season at 19-14, they were led by Riley Day, who had 19 points, 15 of those coming in the first half, as he had 5 threes in the first half. He picked up another three in the second half, but wasn't quite as hot down at that rim, and had a free throw to go with that. So 19 points on the night for Riley Day, and not one two-point basket on the evening. Also in double figures was Graham Meisenhelder with 10 points. also in double figures with 10 points was Jacob Jones, as he hit a three, a couple of twos, and three free throws. So he had 10 points on the night for Jacob Jones. Three in double figures for the Hawks tonight. Then it was 7 points off the bench for Tyler Ward, 2 points for Drew Hurlebrink, and 1 point for Grant Meisenhelter. Quarters of 10, 15, 12, and 14. The Hawks were 6 for 10 from the free throw line and see their season-ending record drop to 19 and 14 on the year. For the victorious Nokomis Redskins, who win for the 22nd time this year, we see their record advance to 22 and 10. They were led in scoring by Alex Tossetti, who had 24 points tonight after having 30 points last night. So that is 54 points in two games for Alex Tossetti. He was followed by Carter Sobel, as Sobel had 21 points tonight and 19 points last night, so 40 points in two nights for Carter Sobel. That's been the dynamic duo leading the Redskins this week. Then it was 9 points for Jake Johnson, a very aggressive game on the floor all night long, on the boards all night long. Johnson finishes with 9 points. Then it was 8 points for Evan Herbstree, 5 points for Kendall Nodal, 2 points for Seth Johnson, and 1 point for Landon Engelman. Quarters of 21, 16, 16, and 18 for the Redskins. And so it is that they pick up quarters of 21, 16, 16, and 18. That consistent scoring, 10 out of 17 from the free throw line, enables the Redskins to pick up their 22nd win of the season. And so it is a win for the Redskins tonight, 71-51. We'll take one final break and come back and set you up for the rest of our action tonight on WSMI. Welcome back to Meridian High School, where the big crowd here this evening is leaving, some of them a little less than happy as their home team was defeated tonight. But nonetheless, it was a good season for the Meridian Hawks this year, as they will finish with a 19-14 record. And I tell you what, they did not give up tonight. No matter what the score was, they were playing to the hilt, to the final buzzer. Well, as we take a look at things that are going on, let's take a look at 2A regionals that we know are going on, because we're going to be heading back there to Gillespie in just a moment. And we will be bringing you the game between Breeze Central and Carlinville. And that will be our next contest on the air coming your way shortly. And then we'll finish up the night by going to the Lincolnwood Regional, where Lincolnwood takes on Bunker Hill this evening. And so we'll have four games on the evening before the night is over. Let's take a look, first of all, at what things are looking like at the Gillespie Regional. We do know that in a game we brought to you earlier, Breeze Central defeated Hillsborough 80, or Breeze Modern Day defeated Hillsborough 80-48. So we do know that Breeze Modern Day is in the championship game of the Gillespie Regional on Friday night. Their opponent will either be Breeze Central or Carlinville. They have played their game, and we have that game coming your way in just a minute. But the winner of Breeze Central-Carlinville will take on Breeze Modern Day Friday night at Gillespie in the championship game there. The winner of the Gillespie Regional will move on to the Shelbyville Sectional. The Shelbyville Sectional first-round opponent for the Gillespie Regional winner will be the winner of the Paris Regional. We do know that Tutopolis defeated Robinson last night by the tune of 63-58. And then, let's see, what do we have elsewhere? Seemed like we should have had a score. I believe Pena won by something like 67-38 in the second game. And so at Paris on Friday night, that regional championship will pit Tutopolis, the number 2 seed, against Pena, the number 3 seed. So the Pena-Tutopolis winner will move on to the Shelbyville sectional, where next Wednesday they will take on the winner of Breeze Modern Day and whoever wins between Carlinville and Breeze Central. Aha, you thought maybe I'd give that away. No, no, no. You want to hear who wins that ball game? You got to stay tuned, because that's our next game coming your way momentarily, as we will return to the Gillespie Regional to give you the call of the Carlinville Breeze Central game. Tim Mize has that one. And then our final game of the night from the Lincolnwood Regional Semifinal, it will be Lincolnwood taking on Bunker Hill. In 1A play, we know what's going on here at Macon, as tonight in game number one, Mauquia Central A&M, the top seed team in this regional, defeated Stu Strass Windsor to the tune of 61-33. And in a game just completed, the Nokomis Redskins with a 71-51 victory over the Macon Meridian Hawks. So it was Nokomis 71, Macon Meridian 51, and that will set up our Friday night championship game. Central A&M Raiders at 27-3, taking on the Nokomis Redskins at 22-10, and we will be here, that is WSMI will be here, for a 7 o'clock broadcast coming your way on the air at about 6:45 Friday night. For all of our program listings and what's happening, and, of course, all of the scores from tonight's game, tune in to Spotlight on Sports tomorrow morning at 7:30 on WSMI FM 106. Down at Altamont, the four participants going into tonight's game in semifinal action, Altamont was taking on St. Elmo. That winner will take on the winner of Dietrich South Central. That championship game at Altamont, 7 o'clock Friday. The winner of that regional will take on the winner of our regional next Tuesday at Casey at 7 p.m. Well, we're going to take one more break, and we'll come back and wrap things up from here at Meridian High School, where you've been listening to high school basketball on WSMI. Well, that's going to about do it from here at Meridian High School in Macon, Illinois, as we have a final score of Nokomis 71, Meridian 51. Nokomis onto the championship game Friday night to take on Central A&M. We want to take this opportunity to thank all of the fine folks here at Meridian High School for their hospitality. And, of course, they've been taking care of all of our needs from the broadcasting standpoint. Of course, thank you to all of our sponsors for making these games possible. Without them, we would not be able to bring you these high school athletic broadcasts. Of course, thank you to you fans for listening in. Special thanks goes back to the studio to Jen Graham for producing tonight's game. Well, I'm going to give it again to you one more time. Our final score is Nokomis 71, Meridian 57. Gary Boker is going to say so long from the hard court, but stay tuned. We're going to play you a few tunes, and then it's going to be back to Tim Mize at Gillespie for game number three tonight. Make sure you stay tuned to WSMI.